Yes, I think time for our app of the week, and Matt Porter's in the studio with us. Good to see you, Matt.
Hiya.
Thanks nice for coming in. Sometimes these apps make our lives easier, sometimes it's just for a bit of fun. So it's a bit of both this week, isn't it?
It is, yeah, this one is. It's an app called Flickster.
Okay.
Which basically is, it does a number of things. It's similar to other apps out there in respect of you can see what's on at the local cinema, you can see reviews of films, upcoming films, what's out on DVD, that kind of thing. But in this respect, it's where you go out and buy a DVD or a Blu-ray. Many of our listeners may notice they have ultraviolet codes in them, so they have a little slip of paper in most DVDs now that's have a UV code or ultraviolet code. And what this allows you to do is if you link your Flickster account to those ultraviolet codes, and then you're able to watch the movie on your iPhone or mobile phone or PC or whatever other device you have connected to it.
So it's another way of watching the film apart from buying it on DVD.
That's right. Yeah, the from what I understand, the ultraviolet codes generally give you 5 uses. So you can actually give that code to 5 other people that you know, or 4 other people that you know if you want to. But basically, you put the code in there, it takes up a use, and it means that you can then, if it's connected to your ultraviolet account anyway, you can watch it on other compatible players, but in this respect you could play it on your phone or download it to your phone, and then you can listen to it or watch it when you're travelling on the train or something like that.
I can see what's in it for the people who've made the film, because obviously by word of mouth, hey, this film's good, have a look at this, that's going to work. But for the poor devils selling the DVDs, that's potentially not good news, because ultimately you might not go to the DVD route in the first place in future. You might just end up going online.
You can. I mean, you can do that if you want to, but I think that's perhaps a way off still. I mean, I buy movies on Google Play and don't actually go out and buy the DVD, because I can play them through my TV and everything without having to buy a DVD. So there's plenty of different routes there, yeah. This is one of them.
And I've had a look at this on my phone, which for me I think would have limited use, because I'm always worried about how much space I've got left on my phone. Could you realistically, if you downloaded a movie, you've used half your memory up? Is it better off on either a desktop or a bigger device?
Like, I mean, I downloaded Gravity. That's 717 megabytes, so it's not a massive amount. It's smaller than what a DVD would take out. You can stream it, you can watch it and not have to download it. And I guess if you do want to download it, then once you've finished watching it on the train or whatever, you can just remove it and it will take it off the device.
Yeah, but the advice would be not to stream it live on the train if you were able to get
no,
that
no,
signal
no,
for long
you
enough.
Download it. I mean, if you stream it on the train, then you're going to be using up your mobile data, and most people's data isn't going to be able to take too many of those downloads. It would be a bad use of it anyway, because it would be stuttery. You couldn't guarantee the quality of the signal. So no, you download it on your Wi-Fi network before you leave.
So, as I say, you've mentioned this is on Google TV as well as Android phones and iPhones and Xboxes. This is becoming a more of a thing now, where you can watch the movie on your TV without going anywhere near a DVD. Ultimately.
That's right. I use a device called Chromecast to watch movies at home, and that's quite amazing, because you can pause the film and it will then show you information about the actor, what the music might be playing in the background, and lots of other information. And I can watch that on my phone. I could pause it, go and watch it on my TV, and it will carry on from where I paused it. Netflix do the same thing, actually. If you watch a Netflix film on your mobile phone or tablet and you pause it and then you go and open it on a device, it will play it from where you last watched it from. So they're quite neat.
And how would somebody like Flickster make the money then, too? Because the app, as I note, is free to download. Presumably they have advertising and things like that, or they would have.
Flickster would be making money out of the advertising in the app itself. They've probably done a deal with Ultraviolet to get licensing to use it, and therefore people are going to buy compatible products that Flickster will run on as well, and they're probably making some money from that.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's all licensing, I would have thought.
Yeah, and the key thing for them would be to be the platform to watch all these things on, and then suddenly you're worth a lot of money, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, Flickster is a way of linking into an ultraviolet account. There are many other ways of doing that. Some smart TVs will have direct access to it. It's just a way of viewing the film, really.
Yeah. It makes you wonder why people go to the cinema and watch some of these films, because everybody's got these 5.1 enormous screens in their house. You just wait until it comes out. And you wonder whether the lag time between something going in the cinema and actually coming out on DVD or being streamed is going to shorten.
When I was a lot younger, it used to be a year or so before you would have anything from being on the cinema to going to DVD. It would be months and months and months of wait, but now it does seem like a few weeks suddenly there it's popped up on DVD. So I think there's obviously a new way of capturing that audience and keep turning it over.
Well, yeah, but providing the audience is there, I suppose it doesn't matter to the people making the film what outlet it goes into, as long as enough people see it and they can.
I mean, I watched Gravity, for instance. I watched that at the cinema and 3D, and that was absolutely amazing. You don't get the same amazing result watching it on your iPhone or you're on your mobile phone. So there is obviously a reason to go and see these things in IMAX, because the experience is something else.
But not every film would as strikingly different as Gravity would be.
I could see
the attraction of watching that in the cinema. There are plenty of others, so just end up watching it. So there we are. Flixster is the app this week, and if you've never known what the ultraviolet code does, you do now.
That's right.
All right, Matt, good to see you. Thanks very much for coming.
Thanks very much.